Well, in terms of education, you talk about Alabama's pre-K program, but you say you want to convert some of those classrooms to Montessori-style classrooms. Why?
Yes, because Dr. Maria Montessori tailored her program to ghetto children in the streets of Rome. I think that from my studies in graduate school, that program is tailor-made for some of our disadvantaged children. The basic premise of that program is to transfer the responsibility for a child's education to the child him or herself. And I had two daughters who went through the Montessori program, and I'm a true believer in that.
If someone saw their neighborhood pre-K program converted into a Montessori-style program and they didn't want that for their child, what options would they have?
Well, they wouldn't have to opt into it to accept that, because a parent has to participate with a child. It doesn't work if the parent doesn't participate with the child in the Montessori method.
Well, also under education, you've outlined a plan for two-year college students who study computer-related subject areas, auto manufacturing, and if families meet certain income requirements, they would get free tuition, or the state would cover their tuition and other expenses. Where would this money come from?
Yes. If you take our work development grants and add it to Pell grants, the math comes out as enough to cover tuition and college expenses in our two-year technical colleges without costing the taxpayer an additional dime.
But if we take those workforce development grants and redirect it to this purpose, isn't that taking money from somewhere else?
Well, that's the purpose of those grants.
Who would be losing out then if we're taking that money from wherever the workforce development grants are going currently toward this new effort?
That's a win-win choice, because you are developing your workforce. That's the purpose of those grants.
Well,
see, that's the purpose of the Washington office, is to monitor the appropriations committees and the Office of Management and Budget, and to increase the amount of funds that we are getting. I also, on this point, agree with my colleague who's running for governor, Walt Maddox, that we should consolidate our four different agencies that are handling work development grants, and we can more efficiently use them in one office, in the AIDT office, and we can get those funds to go further.